Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Former vice president subpoenaed.
Pence's firsthand description would be key.
Saving quake survivors.
There are still too many people who are under the rubble.
Super showdown. Eagles versus Chiefs. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup, a new twist in the federal investigations into former President Trump. CBS's Stephen Portnoy tells us information's being sought from Mike Pence.
Sources confirmed to CBS News that the former vice president has been subpoenaed by special counsel Jack Smith, who for months has been overseeing the Justice Department's investigation into a wide range of matters involving former President Trump. Reports indicate Smith is most interested in hearing from Pence about Trump's efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election in the lead-up to the attack on the Capitol on January 6th.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Mike Pence has said that he will cooperate, but he might feel more confident doing so with a subpoena. He can go back and say to Trump and others, look, I was compelled by a court order, by a subpoena, to provide this information.
It's 3 years in prison for Kevin Seafried, the Delaware man seen with a Confederate battle flag during the Capitol attack. He apologized in court. On that day, he threatened a black police officer with the flagpole. U.S. officials now say the Chinese spy balloon that was shot down last weekend apparently was trying to monitor nuclear command and control communications. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
FBI agents are now examining parts of the Chinese balloon that have already been fished out of the ocean. But the so-called payload, the crucial surveillance equipment, remains on the seafloor off the South Carolina coast.
The yeas are 419, the nays are zero.
The House voted unanimously to condemn what it called China's brazen violation of United States sovereignty.
I am so angry.
Lawmakers from both sides expressed alarm at a Senate hearing about the incident.
I don't want a damn balloon going across the United States when we potentially could have taken it down.
John Tester is the Democratic senator from Montana.
You guys have to help me understand why this baby wasn't taken out long before.
We think before we shoot.
Pentagon officials said they considered shooting it down over a remote part of Alaska, but were concerned even then about casualties.
More than 21,000 people have died in the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. CBS's Chris Livesay says there's still a furious effort to reach trapped survivors.
Almost 100 hours since the earthquake, and time is running out. But not for 17-year-old Adnan Muhammad Korkut, an overjoyed mother, brother, and his rescuer. I have a son just like you, she says. I haven't slept for 4 days trying to get you out. Thank God you arrived, says the survivor. Such scenes are increasingly rare. But that's not stopping Bob George and his sniffer dog, Shadow, from USAID.
There could still be survivors here.
We hope so, and that's why we're going to keep trying.
Searching for life and assessing the looming risks, says Caitlin Hannon.
I don't think it would come down right now, but you just never know with a secondary earthquake.
You never know.
You never know.
After an overnight manhunt, police in Falston, Maryland this morning arrested a man sought in connection with the wounding of two police officers in two separate shootouts yesterday. CBS's Nikki Batiste tells us a South Carolina jury has heard from friends of accused double murderer Alex Murdaugh.
Shock, betrayed, mad.
Alex Murdoch's best friend, Chris Wilson, said he felt betrayed when he discovered Murdoch stole nearly $200,000 from him. That's in addition to the more than $5 million Murdoch is accused of stealing from his law firm. Wilson testified that he confronted his friend.
He broke down crying and said, I'm sorry, I've had a drug problem. I'm addicted to opioids.
A few hours after that face-to-face meeting, which was nearly 3 months after the murders, Murdoch told police he was shot in the head on the side of the road. Later, he admitted the incident was a botched suicide attempt to get $10 million in life insurance money for his surviving son, Buster.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Russia hit more power facilities in Ukraine today with missile and drone strikes. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Several Russian missiles were shot down over Kyiv, but there is damage to the power grids there. Power stations in six regions of Ukraine were hit, and Moldova says one missile violated its airspace. In the meantime, the first U.S. Bradley fighting vehicles headed for Ukraine have arrived in Germany. More than 60 left South Carolina last week. Ukrainian President Zelensky is on his way back to Ukraine after a tour of European capitals to seek more assistance.
Questions about female athletes' menstrual history will no longer appear on Florida medical forms for high school sports participation.
The Florida board overseeing high school sports took the action after listening to letters from the public that called the questions, quote, humiliating, invasive, and part of a political agenda. Members of the board of the Florida High School Athletic Association also adopted a resolution that would keep most personal information on medical forms at doctors' offices, not at schools.
CBS's Jim Krasula says those forms will still ask for sex assigned at birth rather than just the athlete's sex. NFL Hall of Famer Brett Favre has filed lawsuits in Mississippi accusing a state auditor and two national sportscasters, Shannon Sharp and Pat McAfee, of defaming him in discussions about the misspending of state welfare money. Favre is not facing criminal charges, but the state is suing him and others. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes wins his second league MVP. He saluted his teammates last night.
I would never be standing here today without y'all. Every day, given everything that we have together to go for the ultimate goal, the Super Bowl. Let's continue to go for that dream this weekend.
Mahomes and the Chiefs play the Philadelphia Eagles Sunday in Super Bowl 57. There are still tickets available for the game in Arizona. Adam Bedelli of StubHub says they're not cheap.
The get-in price on StubHub is about $3,200. Hard to predict where prices go. But the idea that, hey, we'll just wait till Super Bowl Sunday, ticket prices will go down, we don't anticipate that to be the case with the amount of demand we're seeing in the market and the limited amount of tickets still available.
He says the average price of tickets sold so far is $6,800.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this. All of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has six perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings, or the midnight munchies. Yeah. You know who you are, with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Will it taste like chicken? That's the question for a new sandwich at a fast food place.
Chick-fil-A uses cows to sell its chicken products, but its latest product is meat-free. Starting next Monday, the chain will test a breaded cauliflower sandwich at restaurants in Denver, Charleston, South Carolina, and the Greensboro, North Carolina area. The sandwich looks like a chicken sandwich, but the cauliflower is filleted and marinated in a buffalo-style sauce and then breaded and pressure-cooked to make it crispy. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
SpaceX is a step closer to sending its giant Starship spacecraft into orbit, completing an engine test firing on the launch pad yesterday. NASA's counting on Starship to ferry astronauts to the moon in a few years, linking up with an Orion capsule in lunar orbit. Eventually, Elon Musk wants to use the Starships to send crowds to Mars. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.